We're just talking about buggy shafts and that. You mentioned something else. You want to go on with that?
When I was speaking of hitching the horses or mules up to, if you put one to a wagon, it was hitched it up to the single tree.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was two, it would be the double tree.
Mm-hmm. But what were wagon wheels usually made out of?
They were wooden with metal rims and metal around the hood. And you had to keep them greased with axle grease. I well remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, if you got that stuff over your hands would be what? It'd be
just all greasy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they would be nasty.
Mm-hmm.
I had my mate say, nasty.
Nasty. The man had a load of wood in his wagon. Taking it somewhere, you'd say he was doing what?
He's hauling.
Hauling. We haven't heard that call anything else.
No, I haven't.
If you were going to church or something like that, and someone didn't have a car, so they had to walk home, you might say,
would you like a ride home?
You're out.
I'll carry you home.
Mm-hmm, something like that, yeah.
And carrying a load of wood to town.
Mm-hmm. Suppose there's a log across the road. You were driving along and there was a log across the road. You'd say, well, I just tied a rope to it and...
drag it out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might say, yeah, we have quite a few stumps.
We've pulled quite a few stumps.
Mm-hmm. Or speaking about logs,
we've drug quite a few.
Yeah. You mentioned plows. We talked about those a little while ago, and you mentioned big plows. Can you tell me about some of the different kinds of plows that you had?
I don't remember the exact names. I can remember when it came time in about July, when the quit plowing, and it was laying back time.
Mm-hmm.
They used a side plow, I believe, and that was to push the saw to the roots of the plant, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a harrow.
What was that?
And
like?
That was a plow that had a lot of little teeth things on it. And it was a lightweight plow. I don't believe that it was heavy enough, you know, to dig deep into the soil or the dirt. Mm-hmm. And there would be a double blade plow. Oh, I wish I could think now. I can see the plow blades. And the points, you could buy separate points and you would bolt them to the part of the plow, because in a rocky field, a lot of times, and I remember my dad coming in and say he'd have to go to town because he'd have to go buy a new plow point to put on the plow.
Mm-hmm. The part of the thing on the wagons that the wheels fit onto, you call that?
Axle.
Mm-hmm. A couple of other things around the farm. Was there ever an X-shaped frame that you'd lay a log across to chop it?
Mm-hmm, that was a saw.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard that kind of thing?
No, I haven't.
What if it were built like an A instead of an X? You ever seen one of those?
No, I haven't.
Didn't have them around here. And you always straighten your hair with a comb and a...
Right, comb and brush.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, remember before Gillette and so forth came out with the safety razor, you used a straight razor to shave with it. How'd you sharpen that?
They honed it on a wet rock.
Anything else? Would you ever use a leather?
I'm a strop.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned wet rock. What if you were saking on anything else people call that? What did a wet rock look like? Could you describe that for me?
It was a piece of gray stone. It was a wet stone. Mm-hmm. And then people that had those that grinding stones that sharpened with, I believe they operated them by a treadle with their feet. Similar to a bicycle pedal, I believe.
What was the difference between a grinding stone and a wet stone?
A wet stone you held in your hand. It was small. It was probably a different type of stone from a grinding rock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Grinding rock was big.
It was big. And it must have been tremendously heavy.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing you put in a revolver? You know, you put a...
the bullets.
Mm-hmm. And say when you shoot a rifle, the thing that comes out is the blank.
The cartridge.
Mm-hmm.